This afternoon, talking with some people, I mentioned the 11 ballades, and somebody asked me afterwards whether I had had a go at them. I'd like to read you my attempt on François Villon's most celebrated ballade, the one about dead ladies. It undoubtedly is felt by many people that Rossetti's efforts along this line were sufficient. We're stuck with his version of the last line, "Where are the snows of yesteryear?" Well, actually, the reason I went and translated this anyway is that Rossetti, though he did a beautiful job on some other pieces of Villon, seems to me to have cheated in this case. He didn't keep the ballade rhyme scheme. And he also homogenized the ballade, making it all one cry of ubi sunt. And he took the nastiness, the perverseness out of it, which always belongs to anything of Villon's. He concealed the fact that some of these ladies are not reputable at all, and some of them very. Well, ballade of the ladies of time past. Oh, tell me where in lands or seas Flora, that Roman belle, has strayed. Teias or Archipiades, who put each other in the shade. Or Echo, who by bank and glade gave back the crying of the hound, and whose sheer beauty could not fade. But where shall last year's snow be found? Where to is learned Eloise, for whom shorn Abelard was made a tonsured monk upon his knees? Such tribute his devotion paid. And where's that queen who, having played with Buridan, had him bagged and bound to swim the Seine thus ill arrayed? But where shall last year's snow be found? Queen Blanche the Fair, whose voice could please as does the siren's serenade, great Bertha, Beatrice, Alice, these, and Orenburg, whom Maine obeyed, and Joan, whom Burgundy betrayed, and England burned, and heaven crowned, where are they, Mary, sovereign maid? But where shall last year's snow be found? Not next week, prince, nor next decade, ask me these questions I propound. I shall but say again, dismayed, ah, where shall last year's snow be found? I had to leave something out of that. I forget her name. I left out a woman who was part of a catalogue in one line. And I'm sorry to say that the woman who in the original was Bertha Broadfoot, or Bigfoot Bertha, had to end as Great Bertha in my version. Otherwise, I'm fairly faithful, I think.